The first woman composer to win a Pulitzer Prize was Ellen Tafe Zwillick, our 20th century composer for this program. Born in Miami, Florida in 1939, she learned to play piano, trumpet, and violin, her principal instrument. She began composing at the age of 10 and later wrote music for her high school band. She studied music at Florida State University and at Juilliard with Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions. As a violinist, she studied with Richard Bergen and Ivan Galamian and was a member of the American Symphony Orchestra under Leopold Stokowski. In addition to the Pulitzer, Ms. Zwillick has received the Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge Chamber Music Prize, the Arturo Toscanini Music Critics Award, the Ernst von Dohnányi Citation, an Academy Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and 3 Grammy nominations. She was named the 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. She has held the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall, where she once spent a summer working as an usher. The instrumental concerto is one of Zwillick's favorite things to write. She's written a series of acclaimed concerti for some of America's foremost soloists and orchestras. We're going to hear her oboe concerto, which was commissioned by the Cleveland Orchestra in celebration of John Mack, the principal oboist's 25th anniversary with the orchestra. The commission was made possible by a grant from Mr. and Mrs. G. Robert Klein, with additional support from over 200 of Mack's colleagues, friends, and students. It was composed in 1990. I'll read you what Ellen Zwillick says about the piece. "For me, the concerto is an inherently dramatic situation with many analogies to the theater. For instance, a soloist, protagonist, may have a cadenza, soliloquy, in which to voice his or her essential nature, but the full development of a character requires a dialogue with other strong characters. For this reason, I very much enjoy choosing a special orchestration for a particular solo instrument, aiming for strong but complementary orchestral forces. An unusual feature in the oboe concerto is the use of the orchestral oboe, the oboe d'amore, and the English horn to form a sort of close family trio that interacts with the solo oboe throughout the course of the work. My oboe concerto is in one movement in which 2 sections of contrasting tempo and character alternate. It can also be described as having 3 great waves or surges, each prompted by a variant of the opening chordal statement. One of my greatest pleasures in writing a concerto is in the opportunity for deep exploration of the character of a particular instrument. My goal is to allow the nature of the solo instrument to shape the work. I like to reconsider not just the orchestration, but such questions as, what is virtuosity? In the case of the oboe, it seems to me that a soloist's highest virtuosity is displayed in the way a phrase is shaped, in the variety of color and shadings occurring in long melodic lines, in the intense vocal artistry of the finest solo player. So, while there are many elements of brilliant orchestral display in it, this concerto issues largely from the bel canto spirit of the oboe. The work is dedicated with affection to John Mack, whose artistry inspired it. Let's listen to it now. The dedicatee, John Mack, plays the oboe with the Louisville Orchestra, James Sedaris conducting.